Phoneboy Speaks, Episode 32, The Twisted Wave Experiment. I've been recording this podcast on my iPhone using GarageBand, because I bought it a long time ago and figured, well, I might as well try and use it for something, as opposed to just an instrument thing that my daughter occasionally plays with. I was looking for something that offered me a few more options. GarageBand is good for general audio wave editing. I need something a little bit more, and I'd like to be able to do more of the actual podcast file generation on my iPhone. And I don't know why that is. It seems irrational, but I think it's... I'd like to be able to do this from anywhere, and I really can do it from anywhere if I have my phone with me. Can record it, I can edit it, and publish it. That would be the ideal. Now, the way I have to get stuff up to my web host, that may not be possible. I need to tag it with MP3 tags and add the podcast artwork and stuff. I don't know how much of that I can do from Twisted Wave, so I'm going to record an episode in it, and I'm going to try it, and I'm going to see what happens. The one thing I can see about this particular tool is that it doesn't appear to have a way to adjust the input gain, because I talk pretty loud, and so I can almost overdrive the microphone on this thing. There appears to be some other filters on there. Maybe I can filter it out a bit, but that's the one challenge I have with this tool. But it looks like you can also compress it to MP3 directly on the device. There's also lots of other audio saving formats. You can upload it to SoundCloud, which is something I like to be able to do from GarageBand on iOS. There's various filters and stuff that you can apply to the audio. You can, of course, cut and paste things. You can do all kinds of stuff. So it looks like an interesting tool. I mean, it's $10 is my biggest complaint. I guess GarageBand was $5 and can do a whole lot more. This appears to be just geared toward editing audio. I don't know that you can set ID3 tags. The interface seems okay. There's some things I don't like about GarageBand that this app does do better. The undo is not a shake the device. It's actually a button on the screen, although the interface on this is a little cluttered. I do also like that it tells me how long I've been rambling on, because I like to try and keep these podcasts to, you know, like 5 minutes or so. It's funny because I'll record and I'll look at it and I go, oh, that looks like the right length. And then I'll edit it down and I'll go, wow, that was only 3.5 minutes. That's just the way it goes when you remove all the ums and ahs and things that I like to try and remove so that your listening experience is a little bit more enjoyable. So overall, I seem to really like this app. I've actually used it for a few episodes now to do editing and recording. The buttons are a little close as far as the start and stop and getting to the beginning end of the track, but as far as removing things from the audio, it seems to do a very fantastic job of that. It's very easy to work with. Again, removing things is very easy. The undo is nearly instantaneous. It's for what I need to use it for, it's the best tool I've found so far. It doesn't edit the ID3 tags, but I can compress the MP3 on the device and generate the audio file. And this seems to be the right tool for the job that I'm currently doing. And it also works on the iPad too, so at least I'm only having to buy the app once, and I can use it on the iPad. I guess there I can't copy the data between the two instances. There's no iCloud support. That would be kind of nice, but other than that, and maybe some minor changes with the buttons and being able to adjust the gain when I'm taking input rather than doing it after the fact with editing, this seems to be the right tool for the kind of podcast that I'm generating here. If the sound quality is better or worse or different, or you have a feedback suggestions, you are, of course, welcome to send them to me on Twitter on app.net as Phoneboy. I'm on Google+ and Facebook. You can leave feedback on SoundCloud and also phoneboy.com. Anyway, this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.